This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 72. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. This past recession has been very, very tough on the architecture profession. For the past several years, many of us have been struggling to survive. We've taken the work that we can get and we've reduced our expenses to the absolute minimum. As we crawl out from the darkness, the warm sunshine of a recovering economy feels so good. Even though our boards are beginning to fill, the pain of survival is still lingering. Many small businesses, including many small architecture firms, after years of finding ways to keep the doors open, are succumbing to the years of economic instability and calling it quits. For those of us who've made it through the storm, we've emerged with a new perspective. The days of pre-recession spending are unlikely to return anytime soon. Money is short, debt is heavy, and recovery is the primary focus. We've been spending only what we need to spend to build a stronger firm, and much sacrifice still remains. Many of my friends are evaluating their professional priorities. If they feel the expense is unnecessary or not earning them a significant return on investment, it's being cut from their budgets. And one such investment seeing their axe is the longtime membership to the AIA, the American Institute of Architects. And I think that's a mistake. I think there are many advantages to membership. And this week on the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, I will share 7 benefits to AIA membership for small firm architects. So stick with me. I'll be right back. Support for everything we do here at Entrepreneur Architect is provided by our platform sponsor, FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. For a free 30-day trial, visit freshbooks.com/architect. I've been a proud member of the American Institute of Architects since 1996. I started with the organization as an associate member and became an associate director for my local chapter here in Westchester Hudson Valley in New York here. That same year, I became an associate director. And I volunteered at that time to design and develop and launch the chapter's first website, long before members fully understood the importance of having an online presence. That was a long time ago. Even as a young intern architect, before I even knew what continuing education units were, I supported and understood the value of the American Institute of Architects. The opportunities presented to me as a young professional to meet influential members of the profession and to hone my networking skills with friendly faces was an invaluable experience that stayed with me for years and stays with me to this day. Later, as I earned my credentials and became a licensed architect, many more advantages became evident. My local chapter is a very active chapter, and it's supported by some great people and an enthusiastic full-time executive director. A dedicated board of directors organize monthly events, providing the continuing education we all need. And if we attend each monthly meeting, our CEU requirements are essentially covered for the year. The chapter also offers a student scholarship supported by an annual golf outing and special events such as tours of local homes designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and Marcel Breuer. It's a great chapter. And I know not all of the AIA members have benefits from local chapters as great as ours. If you are seeking a model on which to base your chapter success, I encourage you to reach out to Westchester Hudson Valley chapter here in New York. And see what they're doing, because what they're doing is a great job. I've always found a way to keep my membership with the AIA. I disagree with my fellow architect friends abandoning the AIA. Even through the toughest times, I've kept my membership paid and intact. and it has not been easy. During the months when we saw zero revenue, that $500, $600, whatever it is now, would have been very, very helpful to keep the lights on. Fortunately, though, we always found a way to survive and continued receiving the benefits of membership. And I agree that that money is a whole lot of money. But truthfully, my membership dues hardly show up on my annual expense report. Compared to payroll and rent and health insurance and auto expenses, my AIA membership is less than a single blip on the radar. In my mind, my membership dues are worth every penny. And I don't believe that the AIA will save our profession. If you ask me, and you, if you've been listening to this episode, this podcast or read the blog for any amount of time, you know that I don't think it's the AIA's job to save our profession. I think it's our job to do that. An organization as large as the American Institute of Architects takes massive effort and years of time to make meaningful change. The vision among consecutive leaders must remain consistent year after year. And although I believe that all good intentions exist, it's unlikely that the current plans for change will really survive future leaderships. I do hope that the organization evolves, succeeds with their recent I Look Up advertising campaign, fully executes the repositioning initiative, and that more focus is directed towards small firm architects. And I will not be waiting around for that change to happen, though. I believe that it will take a collective effort of all the independent small firms, that they will make a difference, that when all the small firms come together and we develop our firms to become stronger small businesses, and we take matters in our own hands to succeed as architects, the entire profession will be strengthened and the AIA will grow and will support what we're doing. Let's take a quick break right here to thank FreshBooks for support as a platform sponsor. Because as a platform sponsor, FreshBooks has provided funding and support for our mission to become an influential force in the profession of architecture. They recognize the need for small firms to build better businesses in order to be better architects. Have you downloaded your free 30-day trial yet? I encourage you to do that today. Go do that today. They set up a special page just for us where we can sign in and request our free trial. I want you to go take a look at it. It's free. It won't take you more than a few minutes to just sign in and look around. I think that once you see how easy FreshBooks is to use, you'll want to give it a spin. We have it set up here at Five Cat Studio, and we are loving it. To access your free 30-day trial, go to freshbooks.com/architect and enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section, because I want to make sure they know that I sent you, so they will continue their support of Entrepreneur Architect. So, even with all the work that needs to be done to become an organization that truly represents all its members, the benefits of membership to the American Institute of Architects for small firm architects is still worth the annual dues. And if you're considering allowing your membership to lapse, or if you've already canceled it, I'm going to share a few reasons why I think you should reconsider. I'm going to give you 7 reasons why small firm architects should not abandon the AIA. I'm going to give you 7 benefits to AIA membership for small firm architects. And the first one is coming up, AIA convention. I've attended AIA convention for the past 2 years, and I'm registered again to attend this year. And I've not yet visited Atlanta, so I'm really looking forward to experiencing all that Atlanta has to offer. In past years, the convention hasn't really offered much to small firm architects. But this year, the convention offers so much to small firm architects. I want you to listen up here. All the events, seminars, and workshops are organized into tracks. And this year, there's a specific track for small firm practice. When you're registering, you can just follow that track for small firm practice, and you will have a custom tailored schedule just for you, for small firms. So that alone, I think, is a great change. I think that is a great opportunity for small firms to go to the convention to get something really great out of it and learn what you need to learn to run a better small firm practice. And one event that I want to point out is organized by my friends. They're friends of Entrepreneur Architect here, Rosa Shang of the Missing 32% and Equity by Design, and Emily Grandstaff Rice. Both ladies have been featured here on the Entrepreneur Architect podcast, and they are organizing the Equity by Design Hackathon. It's session WE310, the Equity by Design Hackathon at this year's convention. You can also go to the Missing 32% website at themissing32%.com. That's spelled out the missing and then the numbers 32 and then spelled out again percent, themissing32%.com. There'll be all kinds of information about what a hackathon is, why it's important, and what you might witness when you go to the Equity by Design Hackathon at the AI convention. I was a speaker at the Equity by Design event in San Francisco last year, and I want everybody to support Rosa and Emily with their mission for equity in architecture. So I want you to specifically look for that one and go sign up for that. And this year's keynotes, the keynotes at this year's convention look fantastic. On day one, the opening keynote, yes, the opening keynote is President Bill Clinton. There's an American president speaking at the AIA convention this year, which I am so excited about. No matter what your politics, you know, wherever your politics may be, or whether you thought he was a good or bad president, has nothing to do with it. Seeing Bill Clinton is going to be a treat. Did you know that he and Hillary live right here in Chappaqua, right where I live, right on the other side of town from here in Five Cat Studio? And although we don't really see Mrs. Clinton very much anymore because she's busy right now, we do occasionally see the president at Starbucks or at Lang's Little Deli, one of our favorite delis here in Chappaqua. And a few years back, I was in the deli and I was eating lunch and President Clinton walked in. And you can literally feel his presence. And I mean, you can feel the energy. The energy shifted in the room. Even before he entered the building, you felt his presence. And I'm sure that the keynote speech on day one will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So President Bill Clinton is going to be speaking day one at the convention. That alone is going to be worth the ticket price. And then on day two, Welby Altidore, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Welby Altidore and Julie Dixon are going to be speaking. And from the description on the AIA website, this is going to be in perfect alignment with us here at Entree Architect. The description says, "Find your creative courage. You'll learn about embracing failure and finding your narrative arc can generate new ideas and push you and teams to greater success." Now, does that sound like Entrepreneur Architect or what? Welby Altidore is a creative director, or is the creative director, for Cirque du Soleil. Is there any more creative place on the planet other than Cirque du Soleil? And Julie Dixon is the research director of National Journal's Communication Council, and she's an expert in the art of compelling communication. The description says she knows what makes a good story and how to infuse a visual design with all the drama and meaning of a blockbuster novel. So the two of them together on day two sounds incredible. Day three, the final keynote will be a panel discussion led by Fox Business Network anchor Trish Regan. The panelists are going to be Catherine Darnstadt, whom I met in Chicago at AIAS Forum, where I was actually the opening talk for her keynote at AIAS Forum in Chicago a couple years back. And then I met her again last year at the Architecture Business Plan competition, where she was a finalist for the competition. And she is an amazing speaker. She's going to be part of this panelist, of this panel. There's also going on the panel is also going to be Stephen Ehrlich and Curtis Moody and Mark Ripple. And the subject of their discussion, wait for it, building a thriving business. Does it get any better than that? For years, the AIA, in my opinion, have been essentially ignoring the importance of business success in architecture. And this year, they are featuring it at their closing keynote presentation. It's awesome. And I don't think that our community here at Entree Architect is not having a powerful influence on the profession and the AIA, because they have a small business track or a small practice track, and their final closing keynote is about business and architecture. I'm not saying I had anything to do with it. I'm just saying, don't think we didn't have any influence in that. And it's not me, it's you. It's our entire community. So With that said, the convention is a great place to learn about new products and absorb much knowledge about many of the speakers. But for me, the best part of the convention, this is my favorite part of going to convention, is the personal connection I make with other architects. And I've met so many new friends through my platform here at Entree Architect, and the convention has given me the opportunity to meet many of them in person, reinforcing our relationships and helping me grow as a professional. So I love going to convention for all those other reasons, but my favorite part is hanging out with my friends. It is fantastic. I come back so energized. I meet so many people. It's really amazing. So as a small firm architect, I want to be there. I want to be at convention. And as small firm architecture evolves and we begin to support one another in the name of this mutual success, I think these connections that I make at convention will be the most valuable to all of us. So I think for that reason alone, or those reasons above that I just talked about, convention. That's the first benefit to AIA membership for small firm architects, convention. They're finally recognizing us, and it's going to be a great time. So number one is the convention. Number two is the AIA KnowledgeNet communities. AIA forum, such as the small project practitioners, KnowledgeNet, and the Custom Residential Architects Network, CRAN, which is also a KnowledgeNet community, are smaller member groups that are doing much of the same community building that we're doing here at Entree Architect. With AIA support, which is really great, these groups have the opportunity to develop public relations campaigns such as the CRAN's video series. I don't know if you've seen that, but if you haven't, go to YouTube and type in CRAN, C-R-A-N, videos, and go look at those videos. They are fantastic. And you can take those videos and you can put them on your own website, and you can teach your clients all about architecture through the CRAN videos. CRAN is also another event not to miss. The Custom Residential Architects Network, it's focused on small firms, specifically residential architecture, residential small firms. Anne-Marie and I attended last year in Charleston, and this year I'll be speaking at the event in Minneapolis. So don't miss that. I want to see you there in Minneapolis. I think it's in September. CRAN, I'm going to be there spreading the word about Entree Architect and sharing our message of business success, building better architects in Minneapolis. So don't miss that. So number two, the AIA KnowledgeNet communities. There are communities there specifically for small firm architects. Number three is a convenience, I think. It's the continuing education transcript support. Because as a member, I'm not required to organize and record my CEU transcript. That's covered by membership as well. The AIA actually organizes and records my transcript. So, and New York State, where I am, requires pretty significant continuing education for license outside of the AIA. So even if I was not an AIA member, I would still need significant continuing education. And having my transcript managed by the AIA, I don't have to worry about whether I've taken the courses or not that I need to take. I can just go on and check it out. And now, I think recently, the AIA tracks my progress and actually sends me updates by email, so I always know where my continuing education requirements stand. So number three is the transcript support for continuing education. It's a requirement for architecture in most states. AIA takes care of it for you and keeps a nice record and keeps track of it for you. So number four, AIA contract documents. You know, the AIA contract documents have become the industry standard for legal agreements in the construction industry. And there's no doubt that these documents have certainly become a major generator, revenue generator for the AIA. But that doesn't take away the value that these documents present to all of us as small businesses. These documents help us, protect us, help protect our clients. They are excellent documents. And as an added value to our clients here at Five Cat Studio, we actually offer to furnish and prepare the owner contractor agreement for each of our projects. So it gives our clients peace of mind, sort of helps gives us control. We are perceived as the leader of that process, and we offer this as an additional service, charge the additional time, and are reimbursed for the cost of the document. And so we can make an additional service, or we can just do it as a part of our service, and we get reimbursed. So it's an added value to our clients. So number four, AIA contract documents is a benefit to small firm architects as a member. Number five, AIA Small Firms Resource Center. Did you know that a few years back, as a direct result of small firms pushing back at the organization, the AIA responded by preparing a separate page on their website dedicated to small firms? It's called the Small Firms Resource Center. And the page contains all of the products and services that AIA provides to its small firm members. And so when I'm looking for a specific resource from the AIA, it's the first page I go to. And it's sort of difficult to find. I wish they would make it easier. I wish they would just put a link right on the front page. And I will put a link on my show notes for this episode, episode 72, entrearchitect.com/episode72. And I will have a link to the Small Firms Resource Center on the AIA website on my page for you. Okay, so that's five. I got two more. Is five enough? I think five enough. Is five, the first five is enough to keep you there, I think. Number six, the public recognizes AIA as architect. And I know this is a controversial one. One of the most valuable benefits of AIA membership is the ability to use the letters AIA after our names. And I know you guys are blowing up here. Much is discussed among us small firm architects regarding how we need to educate our clients about architecture and the importance of working with a licensed architect. Okay? And I know that this stance is controversial, and several of you right now are yelling at me through your iTunes, but in my opinion, there is no more efficient way to differentiate ourselves as licensed architects than the use of AIA following our names. The general public has come to understand that AIA architects are synonymous with licensed architects and recognize us as qualified professionals prepared to perform the tasks presented. So when they hire an architect that is an AIA member and it says Mark R. LePage, AIA, they know that I'm a qualified licensed architect. And I know there are not AIA members out there, and there are licensed architects and registered architects out there that are not AIA members, and they're fuming at me right now, but then you should join and get that AIA next to you, because we can't change the public's perception. The public's perception is what it is. The AIA has done a very good job at making AIA synonymous with licensed architect. And I think that's one of them. And there are many more reasons to retain AIA membership, including the health insurance and publishing opportunities and the awards programs. And I know that the AIA has much work to do to fully represent you and me, the small firm architect. But as we continue to organize as an influential force inside and out of the organization, the AIA will hear us, and they are hearing us, and they will encourage us. They will also be encouraged to pay better attention to our needs. And number seven, change will occur only with our involvement. If you've been reading my blog, or if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I am personally not sitting around for those changes to be made. I'm taking matters in my own hands, and I'm encouraging others to do the same. With that stated, though, I do feel that there are benefits to AIA membership, and I will continue to pay my dues. Change will not occur by abandoning the AIA. Change will only occur by being involved, modeling our successful small firms, and becoming an influential force in this profession that can't be ignored. That's the only way change is going to happen. If you don't like the way the AIA is representing small firms, then you need to get involved. You can't abandon them, because then they will never represent you. They are our representatives, like it or not. Whether you're an AIA member or not, they represent architects. And if you're not a member, you can't change any of it. You can't influence it. So you need to become a member You need to retain your membership, and you need to get involved and tell them what you want. Tell them what you want. You saw it in this convention. You see it in this convention. You see that they are listening to us. They are talking to me. I have news coming up. I'm not going to say anything right now, but they are talking to me, and they see us as being influential. And so it's working. Stay involved. Stay involved here at Entree Architect. We will become an influential force in the profession. We will help make those changes. You need to do the same thing. You need to keep your membership. You need to become involved, and you need to make changes. I want to know what your thoughts are. Have you dropped your AIA membership? And if you have, I want to know why. And if you decided to keep your membership, I want to know why. I want to know what you think the benefits are for being a member of the AIA. I want you to go to the show notes and let me know what you think. EntreeArchitect.com/episode72. I want you to share your thoughts. And if you don't agree with me, I want you to go to EntreeArchitect.com/episode72 and let me hear it. Tell me why. Tell me why that I'm wrong. Tell me why. And those of you who support me, I want to know why you haven't dropped it and why you are still an AIA member. So go to EntreeArchitect.com/episode72 and share your thoughts. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review, because this is how you may help me spread the word about Entrepreneur Architect and our mission to become an influential force in this profession. And don't tell me it's not working, because the AIA is recognizing us and is listening to what we're saying. And it's because of you. And it's because you spread the word. And if you want to spread the word, you need to give me a review at EntreeArchitect.com/iTunes. Right now we have 73 reviews, and I appreciate every one of them. But this week, I got a great one from DesignWorks, and it was specifically referencing episode 70, where I spoke with the guys from Architects Creating Homes about their new product, ArcSpec. DesignWorks says, another eureka moment for the Entrepreneur Architect podcast. The introduction of an architect-based residential spec system for purchase will improve my level of service for my clients, and it may keep me out of the courtroom as well. So I thank you, DesignWorks, for that review. If you like any episode, if you like this episode, or if you like any of my other episodes, please go to iTunes and let me know what you like and what you don't like. Because with that feedback, then I can provide better content and I can give you what you're looking for. If you like this type of episode, let me know, and I'll do more of this kind of stuff. If you like the interviews, let me know about that, what you like and what you don't like. If you think I'm full of it, tell me about that too. You can go to EntreeArchitect.com/iTunes, or in iTunes, you can just search for Entrepreneur Architect. You'll find us. So that, my friends, is today's show. Show notes and a direct link to download this special unique episode of the show may be found at EntreeArchitect.com/episode72. Quote of the week. It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. They went out and happened to things. I want you to go out and happen to things. That was Leonardo da Vinci. Well, the end of it was me, but the beginning of it was Leonardo da Vinci, and I think that's a pretty good quote. I like that one. It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. Leonardo da Vinci. My name is Mark Arlepage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. I'll see you next week. Thank you very, very much for being here and listening to my voice. Have a great week.